know what this is, TJ?
Road rage.
This is fucking road rage, buddy. This is something we've all experienced in our lives, I'm sure.
Not
it's
me.
So mean.
Not me.
Why is he being so mean? Just drive the fucking minivan.
Do you guys have any times where, like, you, like, or any memorable moments where you really gave in to road rage or did something crazy on the road?
No. I drive kind of like a grandma, honestly.
You do?
Yeah, I'm a pretty safe guy. Well, I'm not even saying that other people aren't safe. I'm just saying, like, I'm real, like, okay, fuck it.
Yeah, I can say I've never driven with Paul the entire time. So.
Well, you'll get to experience it soon.
Yeah, I'll have to. TJ, I'm pretty sure you must have had some road rage, shouldn't you?
Not as bad as you, but I don't know. I've gotten pissed at people and like follow them around for a minute to just follow them.
I remember when you were younger, and we lived in Baton Rouge. I remember you did tell me a story where you did follow someone back to
your house.
Yeah,
someone like really, I don't remember what they did. They fucking did something where it really pissed me off. Oh, I remember what it was. I was driving down this road where the speed limit was like 60.
Yeah.
It was basically a highway. And as I was driving down, this car pulled out in front of me. Like, with, you know, like, I had, the second they pulled out, I slammed on my brakes as hard as I could.
Yeah.
And that barely fucking prevented me from hitting them. Because they just pulled out so fucking, when I was, like, so close, you know, there was, like, no room to stop. So they almost got fucking hit.
Yeah.
And so that pissed me off because they pulled out and they hadn't, it wasn't like they... It wasn't like an exit lane. I mean, they just pulled right out in front of me when I'm going fucking like 60 miles an hour. So we nearly fucking crashed because of that. And so I was so pissed at them that I pretty much followed them around for the next like 25 minutes.
Right.
And got pretty much followed them home. Right. I don't know if they actually went to their own house or if they went to like a decoy house.
Yeah, were you telling me like at the time
they're
like
thinking I'm a killer or something?
Yeah, they went to a house and like said like they like ran inside like we're calling the police or some shit or yelling at you and shit.
I never saw them, so I don't. I'm, if I said that,
oh,
I guess
I must put some hot sauce.
That might have been
story.
A little hot sauce, but okay. In reality, you know, they pulled into a driveway and I just kept driving. So that I could have some credibility of like, well, maybe he was just going something. It just was a coincidence.
Did I lost my shit one time when I was in Orlando?
Oh, you lost your shit multiple times.
But the one that comes to mind when I did
Scotty drives like a grandma, but then when he does get pissed, then it's like, you know, it's like, it's on, motherfucker, you know, we gonna fight or what? But anyway, tell your Orlando one.
So I think it was me and you, actually you weren't there. It was Monica, it was my ex-girlfriend. We're at Disney World and we're staying off the property. So I go to a Walgreens and like this person, I don't know what the fuck it was, but like some bullshit happened and I literally just reversed the car. Like I didn't even look back and almost fucking hit their car. And I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker. And I zoom out of the parking lot. So they come follow me and I'm like, and they're trying to get around me. I'm like, you ain't getting around shit. So they swerve their vehicle towards me. So I swerve mine back towards them. Like we're going back and forth doing this shit, just going fucking crazy at one another. And like somehow through all that shit, did not hit each other, but it fucking came close. Like they were overtaking me, I was overtaking them. Just some absurd shit. And I've had so many times like that where I've like cut someone off, or they cut me off, or I followed them. I've never done what you did. I never followed for someone for like 25 minutes. Usually after like 5 minutes, I'm like,
yeah,
I don't
that's
need to do
fucking crazy, dude.
Dude, I
wouldn't follow anybody anywhere.
I've gotten fucking pissed at some people,
yeah,
dude.
At that point, it's not even rage anymore. It was just like
I'm
a calculated, like, dude, fucking with them. I wasn't really intending to do anything. I just wanted to freak them out.
I wanted to beat their ass.
Yeah,
I might be different as a driver if I hadn't been in so many car accidents. I've been in so many, like, really, really bad car accidents, and I've never been the driver. Well, there was one time. One out of the four that I've been in, I've been behind the wheel, and I was stopped at a stoplight when it happened, so... At the end of all that, what came out of me was just a desire to get wherever I'm going fucking safe. And if that means some asshole cuts me off, I might say like, oh, what a piece of shit. But I'm not going to like, bro, fuck you, motherfucker. I just don't.
Well, that's probably the more rational way to deal with it.
I mean, I can't think of any incidents like that. I have been on the receiving end of some crazy road rage, though. I remember one time I was having to drive in the middle of the night all the way up to the high desert from where the Fresno area. It's a long drive, like a 6-hour drive. It's late at night, and I'm on the stretch of 99 going to Bakersfield, and like this fucking, I don't know what I did to him. Like honestly, I must have cut him off or something when I changed lanes to get around a truck. but this person like was pissed at me. And that's a long stretch of road there. You're on it for like 2.5-3 hours, you know.
Right. So there's nowhere to go.
And this person was like behind me and they'd flash their high beams at me and shit. And then they'd pull up next to me and I'd see the dude and they're like, fuck you. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
at a certain point, you got to get over it.
Right. Yeah. And then like he would get in front of me and like get way out in front and then brake check me a little bit. And then he'd get next to me, fuck you. And he did that for like, I swear to God, for like an hour and a half.
Jesus, dude.
And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do if this dude just doesn't stop this? Because it started like pretty early on in that drive. I still had like 4 hours left. But when we came to that point where you go up to Tehachapi Pass to the high desert and shit, he just kept going towards L.A. So
like, finally.
But like, yeah, like all the way from Fresno to Bakersfield, some fucking
That's
dude.
That's fucking nuts.
It's probably TJ, honestly.
Probably.
Maybe.
TJ was making a fucking road trip somewhere.
You.
Jesus, man. Did you ever do that to a Scion XB, TJ? A little gray one?
Yeah, maybe so. I was there and I saw
in California?
This Scion XB. And you know what? It was a big fat dude driving and I was like, hey.
Oh, shit.
I was
dude.
Like, you know what?
Mystery solved.
Fuck this little piece of shit. I'm gonna fuck with him for a while.
Dude, I've been mad on the road, but I don't think I've ever done an hour and a half. Maybe like 5-10 minutes, but that's where I top
out. It was pretty crazy. I don't know what the fuck I did to that dude.
Plus, there's nothing else for him to think about either. It wasn't like there was something else to distract him. You know, it's like he was on a city where it's like, I'm going to eat some food or go home or whatever. It's like, no, I'm on this boring drive.
Just playing
fuck
games.
This dude. So road rage is an aggressive or angry behavior exhibited by drivers of a road vehicle. These behaviors include rude and offensive gestures.
Done ooh. That.
Oh, like the middle finger here. Verbal insults.
Yep.
Physical threats.
Yep.
Or dangerous driving methods targeted towards another driver or a pedestrian in an effort to intimidate or release frustration.
That's definitely a Scotty maneuver there.
I don't even mention stalking, TJ.
Yeah.
Which is what you've done.
Yeah.
So, TJ, you may be surprised to learn this. Road rage can lead to altercations,
no
assaults,
way.
And collisions that result in serious physical injuries or even death.
It's true.
And some of the strategies employed include long horn hocks, so you lay on your fucking horn.
Done
swerving.
That.
Done that. Tailgating. Done that. And attempting to fight the other driver.
See, I don't do too much of that. I don't really, if I get road rage going on, I really don't do any of that reckless, like, I'm going to crash into you kind of shit. Because I'm just, I don't want to crash either. So.
I don't really do like, I want to crash into them, but if they try to swerve at me, I'll swerve back at them. Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I've done it in a while, though. Because
you're a fucking psycho.
Dude, I get behind the vehicle, like fucking wheel of a vehicle. I do get psycho sometimes.
And fucking Paul sitting there, like, I've never done anything. I am an angel.
I'm not saying I'm an angel. I'm just saying, like,
the worst
I was
he's done is flip some.
I was in
something.
A lot of really bad car accidents before I could even drive a car.
Right.
So you
have like a super
paranoia. Yeah, I approached it from a very cautious angle.
Roger
that precludes me tailgating some fucking.
And I
asshole.
Can understand why, because the term road rage was first coined in the 1980s following a rash of highway shootings in California.
Damn.
Oh, well, there you go.
The term road rage has taken on a life of its own, describing any kind of aggressive or angry behavior by a driver towards other people and vehicles. So, like, actually, Paul, where you were from during the time period where you were born, it was actually people getting shot.
Well, there was man. I mean, but it's always been that bad out, I think, on the roads. It might have been a rash of shootings in California, but I don't think there was a time where people weren't flipping each other off on the fucking roads.
So, according to the police statistics, about 1,200 cases of road rage are reported each year across the United States. Well, these are typically the most severe examples, which say a little about how often it actually really occurs. So this is like 1,200 cases of like, you know.
Yeah, because 99% of this shit, like this isn't going to be reported to nobody.
Yeah, this guy, let's say the motorcyclist pulls out a gun or this guy crashes his car into the motorcycle. That's like the shit that gets reported generally. So I was kind of like, well, how often does it happen? So there's a survey. So a research study released by AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety suggests road rage is far more common than you might think. The study, which is available on the Foundation's webpage, presents the results of a 2014 online survey of 2,705 licensed drivers over the age of 16. According to the survey, 78% of participating drivers report engaging in at least one kind of aggressive driving behavior in the previous year. So basically, about 22% of people are probably lying. Besides, like, grandmas or people that just,
right.
I don't know.
Right, so this is just the self-reporting shit.
And here's some of the most common examples of road rage. So, intentional tailgating, 51%.
Cool.
Yelling at another driver, 47%. Yep. Honking to show annoyance, 45%. Which I didn't really know honking was a form of road rage, but I guess technically people do consider that.
Sure.
Trying to block another vehicle from changing lanes, that's definitely a example of road rage.
24%.
24%. Cutting off another vehicle on purpose, 12%. Which, I know you're guilty of that, dude.
Getting out of the vehicle to confront another driver,
4%. Oh,
Jesus, 4% self-reported that.
Bumping or ramming another vehicle on purpose.
3%.
Jesus. No, I have not done that.
What? 3% of motherfuckers responding to this survey are like, yeah, I've run into some people before.
So, as you might expect, aggressive driving behavior varies with age and gender. Drivers aged 25 to 39 were the most likely to report tailgating, yelling, honking, gesturing, cutting off, and exiting to confront the drivers. While drivers aged 19 to 24 are most likely to report trying to block another vehicle from changing lanes or bumping or running.
I notice they don't even ask about, like, stalking them for fucking 20 minutes afterwards.
No, I don't. Well, I don't think that's normal, TJ. Male drivers were far more likely than female drivers to engage in all of the aggressiveness.
I am shocked by that. I can't believe it.
Nearly 2 in 3 drivers surveyed believe road rage was a greater problem now than it was 3 years ago. Well, 9 out of 10 drivers believed aggressive drivers are a serious threat to their personal safety, which they definitely are. If
they
you're swerving a vehicle
no,
at somebody,
no
I mean, that's pretty fucking dangerous. So I did a fucking search for road rage. I'm like, let's see what news stories I can pull about road rage. And
cool.
Most of the stories polled.
Yes. Holy shit.
This is not one of them, but this is an image I found online.
Is this Florida? That's Florida, dude.
Dude, most
it
of these.
It is. I see the peaches
I
on
see.
That license plate.
Well, this, aren't they oranges?
Oranges.
Or oh, yeah, you're right. Florida's are oranges.
Is that a Florida plate?
Then it might be a Georgia plate.
Is
then.
It Georgia or Florida? I think it's
that might
Georgia.
Be Georgia. I can't really tell.
So a lot of times, when, like, we pull news articles and stuff for shows, like, we have to go back and look, like, oh, okay, this is from 3 years ago. All the stuff I pulled was from the last few days.
Cool. So this is all just recent incidents of road rage.
Yeah,
yes.
Look. Yeah,
very,
dated June 11th, 2019.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of
like
the stuff,
right
it was
there.
Only, when I pulled, it was only hours old.
Cool. Car shot it with BB gun during road rage incident, police say.
Florida man.
Okay, well, this one's Florida. Several people were arrested Tuesday after police said they were involved in a road rage incident in Hialeah. Lieutenant Eddie Rodriguez, a spokesman for the Hialeah Police Department, said at least two drivers got into a dispute near West 16th Avenue and Okeechobee Road. And someone fired a BB gun at one of the cars. No one was wounded in the incident, Rodriguez said. Officers later found the suspects who were not identified near Southeast 4th Avenue and Southeast 5th Street and detained them. So this is just, guy got in a fight. They got in a fight over some road bullshit. A BB gun was
pulled
fired.
Pulled a BB gun and shot at them.
Right.
Which, that could fuck your windshield up, so.
You'd think. Holy shit.
What did
skip
Paul
this
do?
One. Skip this one. Skip it.
What did you do, Paul?
I want to talk about it.
Play,
dude.
You lied to us. Now, this video I know is
legit. This
a deputy was actually sitting in his patrol car in this church parking lot just doing paperwork last night when he suddenly sees the car and two motorcycles speeding down the roadway. After one biker rear-ends the sedan, the other one starts throwing punches, then pulls out the gun. Everything that happens next was captured on that deputy's body camera.
Let me see your f***ing hands. Get down on the ground right now. Let me see your f***ing hands. Get down.
The violent road rage attack was almost deadly. A bullet narrowly missing the driver.
I need another unit immediately. I got shots fired.
Zephyr Hills police tell us this motorcycle duo aggressively trailed a man in a car after an altercation happened between them about a mile and a half earlier.
Preliminary investigation indicates that it was a road rage incident that occurred prior to this location and that the motorcycles were following the Honda Civic.
Where's your gun? Where's your gun?
On my back right here.
Do not move.
Investigators say this guy, Christopher Fern, was the one who attacked and opened fire at the driver.
What a retard, dude. He did it in front of a cop, so you're going to fucking...
Fern worked
God.
As a ZPD officer for 7 months more than a decade ago. The 37-year-old was terminated for unprofessional conduct.
You don't say.
According to officials, this man, Corey Kitzler, is a known
Corey
gang member.
Corey Kitzler, is that one of your aliases, Paul?
Hey, look, I don't want to talk about it, TJ.
Hey, keep eyes on
oh, you don't want to talk about
whatever
it.
Say, whatever you say, Corey.
Investigators aren't identifying
please
the
don't
victim.
Call me that. My name's Paul. You know that,
call,
Scotty.
Sorry, Corey.
From the attack
close Paul, she said? Is that what she said?
Let me see your face, man. Did he punch you or did he shoot you?
Damn, you got punched pretty bad if that's the question.
Did he
dude.
Punch you or did he shoot
did he punch
you?
Punch you or shoot you?
Fuck me, man.
Yeah. If you got punched so bad that it's like confused
yeah, you look like you
for
got
a
shot.
Gunshot, then you got a problem.
Yeah.
All right, it looks like a punch. Let me check your face, man.
What happened, dog?
Dude, it looks like he ran into the rear of you and then started fighting you.
Damn, that guy was like,
he was confused.
Now, Fern was charged with attempted homicide.
I mean, when you got punched so bad, yeah.
And burglary with battery, Kitzler was arrested for violation of parole, reckless driving, having an expired license, and no motorcycle.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, why even bother mentioning the expired license? I mean, like, he tried to fucking...
He had an expired license.
You want to know everything about something? Fox is on the case, TJ.
I guess you're right.
Would you rather not be in the know about that if it becomes pertinent to the case?
I guess not. So here's another one. This is... Oh, let's see. When was this one from? The last one? This is from the 11th, so that's yesterday, too. And here's someone for the day before yesterday. Had to go a little further back.
Pennsylvania.
Police searching for man who allegedly choked woman in road rage incident.
Choked a woman during a road rage incident in Westmoreland County. Okay. Police released a description of the car he was driving, but they still aren't sure
who he is. Oh, I swear to God, if this is you again.
Ross Gadotti's live tonight to explain what happened. Ross.
Yeah, according to police, all this young lady was doing was maybe for a very short distance following this individual a little too closely. And that apparently set him off.
It is a terrifying tale of alleged road rage.
It is a terrifying tale.
The evening, there was a female that was traveling on Trees Mills Road in Salem Township.
Tale of terror.
For a 21-year-old woman, everything seemed normal.
And as she was traveling down the road, she said she came upon a vehicle and followed it for just a couple hundred yards.
Then as the two vehicles were near Athena Road, something happened.
The driver of that vehicle hopped out and ran at her vehicle. Unfortunately, she didn't think to put the window up, and he was on top of her before she knew it and reaching in the window and choking her.
The angry stranger had both hands around the 21-year-old woman's neck, all while screaming insults at her.
As she was traumatized, she didn't realize it just happened so fast is how she described it.
Eventually, letting go of the victim, the suspect returned to his car, but he didn't get in it.
And he had the wherewithal or smarts to try and stand in front of his license plate because she was going to try and obtain the registration from the vehicle.
Now, while the victim didn't get a plate, she did get the following description of the man and his SUV. The suspect, believed to be about 5'7", he had brown hair.
I'm sure they're going
to
find
him. In his 30s, with an average to muscular build. The vehicle he was in, a tan GMC Envoy.
Well, everything other than the 5'7" sounds an awful lot like Paul to me.
White man.
White, check.
Well, I do
30s,
walk,
check.
I do walk a little hunched over, you know what I mean?
Average to muscular build. I mean, she could have mistaken your
brown hair
for muscle.
She might have thought they were muscle rolls.
Yeah. 5'7", you know, you slouch.
I slouch.
Brown hair, you got it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen you with a tan GMC Envoy.
Hey, I love my little tan Envoy, but don't try and tie me to this bullshit.
Boy.